Hello, this is Shibu Cherian and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our third journey together. Today is June the 14th and our Bible reading portion is from the book of Psalms, chapters 52 to 59. Let us trust in God's love and faithfulness when we are afraid. We read in Psalms 56 verses 3 and 4 and verses 10 and 11 like this. Whenever I am afraid, I will trust in you. In God, I will praise his word. In God, I will put my trust. I will not fear. What can flesh do to me? In God, I will praise his word. In the Lord, I will praise his word. In God, I have put my trust. I will not be afraid. What can man do to me? For the first time in his life, David was in dire trouble in the enemy country of Gath while fleeing from King Saul. David truly became afraid of King Achish, who would not hesitate to order his death any moment. When the Philistines had thus captured him in Gath, David wrote the psalm to vent out his inner fear and feelings before God. In the psalm, David contrasted his threatening enemies with his faithful God as he put his trust in God alone and assumed his upcoming deliverance from God as a present reality. In order to escape, David feigned madness before the king, who let him go free thanks to God's deliverance once again. We see that David trusted in God's love and faithfulness when he was afraid. In the same way, let all our fears be swallowed up by our faith in God, for with God on our side, we are always a majority. Our faith is a conscious choice to act on what God says is true. Like everything else, faith requires practice to grow and become strong. Faith comes from God's word that is illuminated by the Holy Spirit and is released through our acts of obedience. Faith requires a singleness of commitment that draws us from all doubt and wavering. When we are tempted to be afraid, let us choose to trust in the love and faithfulness of God, like David. On the other hand, when we are in the midst of trouble, let us remember that God sees us where we are and God understands our situation far better than we do. Finally, trusting God's love and faithfulness will cast out all our fears. It is true that our fears can override our logical thinking and produce irrational behavior from us. When we lean upon our own understanding, we may overestimate the object of our fear and underestimate the power of God. Instead, let us depend on God's understanding and trust in his love that will cast away every fear from our hearts.